Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Do you like to drink sugary, sweetened sodas? Well, I guess I should ask, well, it depends on where you live. Sugary, sweet, pop, Coke, soda, all the same thing, right? Do you like to drink those? Maybe one a day, two a day? Maybe you go into 7-Eleven and you get the, what's the big gulp? It's like 70-some odd ounces. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's almost hard to hold the, people struggle to hold that cup. Well, if you do, if you decide to drink those sugary drinks, and they are loaded with sugar, your telomeres could be shortening. Why is that bad? Why, so let's talk about what telomeres are first. And then I'm going to go through the study with you that shows sugary drinks shorten telomeres. And then I will, if I have time, I'd like to share with you some ways that we can reverse or at least slow down telomere shortening and why that's important. So what are telomeres? Well, they are caps at the end of chromosomes. I remember when I was in medical school, it was my first year in biochem, it was the first time, this was back in the mid-90s, and I heard about telomeres. And as a matter of fact, it was pretty much late 80s, early 90s when they were discovered. And they protect the chromosomes. But they are also known as biological clocks, and that is a good name for them because the telomeres set a limit to how often the chromosomes can be duplicated and the cell can divide. Now, why would your body have to set limits on cell division and chromosome replication? Why is that? Because every time you have to double your chromosomes so that the cell can divide, so that the daughter cell, the new cell, has the full gamut of chromosomes. So you have to literally double your chromosomes, then the cell splits. Every time that happens, there is a risk for mutations to occur in the DNA, in your genes. And we know that the hallmark of all cancers is DNA mutation. So it's not, we have to be careful. So and the body knows that. The cell knows that there's only a limited number of times that the body is going to allow it to double those chromosomes and divide into a new cell. And the way it determines that is by the telomeres. Every time you duplicate or replicate the chromosomes and divide, every time a cell does that, the telomere gets a little shorter. So telomere shortening is a sign of an older cell. The shorter it is, the older the cell, the greater the risk for mutations. We want to make sure, if anything, I mean, based on that, then, you know, if we want to keep cells healthy and young, we want to maintain telomere length. If we want to keep cells healthy and allow them to divide and regenerate, we want to preserve telomere length. We don't want to do things that are going to accelerate the shortening. Now, no matter what we do, telomeres are going to shorten, and eventually the cell is going to stop dividing, and that's going to be it. Okay, eventually that's going to happen, but let's not do things to accelerate telomere shortening, at least, right? And it turns out drinking sugary drinks can do just that. So let me go to the study. The headline was "Soda Intake Linked to Telomere Length Reduction." This is from the American Journal of Public Health, published in October 16, 2014. And they revealed an association between drinking sugary sweetened sodas and shorter telomeres. They took 5,309 men and women between the ages of 20 and 65. 24-hour dietary questionnaire responses were analyzed for sugar sweetened soda, diet soda, non-carbonated sugar sweetened beverages, and fruit juice intake. White blood cell telomere length was measured, and they did all this at the University of California, San Francisco. After adjustments for several factors, what they found was increased sugar-sweetened sodas intake of sugar sweetened sodas was associated with a reduction in telomere length. There was no association found between diet sodas, non-carbonated sugar sweetened beverages, and telomere length. That doesn't mean you should be drinking lots of diet sodas. There's a lot of preservatives and artificial sweeteners in there we don't like. Be careful about how much sugar you get no matter what, whether it's carbonated or not. But this study did show it was the sugary sodas that were causing an acceleration of the shortening of the telomeres. It just means these cells are getting older and older faster. They're not going to be able to regenerate the way you want them to as you get older if you're drinking sugary sodas. Senior author Dr. Appel, she's a PhD, suggested that, quote, regular consumption of sugar-sweetened sodas might influence disease development, not only by straining the body's metabolic control of sugars, but also through accelerated cellular aging of tissues, hence shorter and shorter telomeres. Acceleration of the reduction of the telomere. This finding held, and this is her continuing her quote, this finding held regardless of age, race, income, and education level. Telomere shortening starts long before disease onset. I mean, you know, think about it. If you have a damaged nerve, damaged muscle, damage in your brain, joints, bones, whatever it is, you have to be able to regenerate that tissue. Some tissues are better at regenerating than others. But if you're doing things like drinking sugary sodas to accelerate telomere shortening, your ability to regenerate those tissues is going to be hard. It's going to be dampened. You're going to hamper your ability to regenerate healthy cells and tissues if you accelerate telomere shortening. What are some of the other things that we do in our lives that accelerate telomere shortening? Smoking, obesity, not getting enough sleep, too much stress. It's interesting, but basically everything that we associate with unhealthy lifestyles are associated with accelerated telomere shortening, and we can add sugary drinks to that. So what can we do to slow down the shortening of the telomeres? Well, cut back on the sugary sodas for sure. If you're doing any of those unhealthy lifestyles like smoking, stop. Get more sleep, reduce stress. I know those things sound easy to do, but that's the truth. We have to improve our lifestyle. Now, there's other things, though, you can do while you're trying to improve lifestyle. You can eat less. That's tough to do, too. It's called calorie restriction. Calorie restriction will help to minimize how fast telomeres are shortened. You need to cut your calories by about 40%. That's a lot. Not many people can do that. The good news is that there are some nutrients you can take. You know, if you can't cut out 40% of your calories and you're having a hard time reducing stress and sleep has always been an issue for you, how about resveratrol? The specific form of resveratrol is called trans-resveratrol. That's been shown to slow down telomere shortening. There's another nutrient called pterostilbene, which is related to resveratrol. Resveratrol and pterostilbene are from the same class of nutrients called stilbenes. Quercetin you can find it in the rind of citrus fruit. Quercetin, great for allergies, also can slow down the telomeres, the shortening of the telomeres. Grape seeds, black tea. Yeah, not green tea, black tea. And then there's a new one we discovered at Life Extension called fisetin. So there's some nutrients that you can take on a daily basis to slow down telomere shortening and stop drinking the sugary sodas. How's that? Drink water. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.